Okay. Today was the last share of Taruvas, Binyan Reich of Isaiah. So there are two halach topics. One is Reicha and one is Zaya. Reicha is when you roast two different food items in the oven at the same time. And the assumption is that perhaps some aroma, some molecules of one will go into the other. And hence, if one of them is treif, one piece of meat is treif, that will set off its aroma into the other piece. If you hold Reicha Milsa. If you hold Reicha Lav Milsa, then not. Or maybe it's so minimal that it'll be bottle. Or someone or not. Now this is different than Sli, because Sli, you're taking two pieces of meat and you're roasting it together, one on top of the other. They're touching, right? This is not Sli. I mean, it's Sli is being done, but the two pieces of meat are not touching each other. They're in the same oven, and it's giving off its aroma into the next. So Amar Rav. Pasar Shchuta Shamein. Lines above in Bay, page 2. Shetzlo in Basar Nevela Kochosh. So the Shchuta is Shamein. So the Shamein is really what causes time to go from one to the other. But here the Shchuta is Shamein. So the... Just like we by Malicha, we say that the Dover Isser has to be the Maluach, right? In order to Aser. But here, the Shchuta is the kosher one. That Shamein, that's fatty, should slow in Bosin the Vela Kochush, Aser. My time, Mefat me Mehadodi. So the fat quality of the shchuta goes into the nevela and gives it that quality, and then nevela, so to speak, polate its aroma into the shchuta and asses it. The Levi Omar Afil Basa Shchuta Kochush. And Levi says that even Basar Shchuta Kochush should slow in Basar Nevela Shomein, even if the Basar Nevela is Shomein, so it doesn't even need something to fatten it, because it's, the Isser itself is fat. Mutter. My time Reicha Ba'almahu V'Reicha Lav Milsi. And it's Reicha Ba'alma and Reicha Lav Milsi. So, in other words, Levi is Ad Kedei Kach, that even if the treif thing is fat on its own right, it doesn't need to be mefutam by something else, and yet it's have the ability to fatten the to it won't answer anything. It was Reicha Lav Milsa. So that's one sugya of Reicha Milsa, this machlokas between Rav and Levi. Then there's another sugya in Avodah Zarah on page 3 here, and we have to see if these two sugyas are really connected or not. The sugya of Bas Tiha. So Bas Tiha means that you have wine, and somebody goes ahead, and there's a place that you can put your nostrils there, and smell it. So the Gemara says like this: Hai bas tiha, ovid kochovim b'di Yisrael, shapir domi. Say you have Jewish wine, kosher wine, and a guy goes ahead and smells it. So, good, let him smell it. No problem. Right? It's not going to ask for the wine because he smelled it. But what if Yisrael smells the treif wine, the non-kosher wine? Yisrael, but over kachovim, so Abai Omer Osir. Abai says, it's Osir. Rava Omer Mutter. Abai Omer Osir Recha Milsehi. Abai says it's Osir because Recha Milsa. And Rava Omer Mutter Recha Lav Milsehi. So the question is, when you smell it, is it like you're drinking it? So that's how the Rishonim explain. So if you hold like Rava says, Mutter Rechalav Milsa, and the Bai says it's also because it's Recha Milsa, so like the way some Rishonim explain, it's like you're drinking it. So the question at hand, are these two sugyas related? They both have the same phraseology of Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. But are they connected? Now, if it would be connected, then, you know, we usually paskin like Rava. Machlokas Abai v'Rava. We pass like Rava, so then Rechalav Milsa, and then, and that would maybe give indication of how we pass in the Machlokas Rava Levi. So that's the question. Yes.
The that we saw several packages ago that we talked about Reah, is that also in line with the binary Rava here, like Shmei Pesachi? Was that what it was? Or?
Yeah, so let's see.
This
is it. Have to show me. Okay, so the Gemara Pesachim on page 2, and I involve them at Beis. So Rashi there says that Avogav, the middle of the Rashi with the arrows, Avogav the Kaimitanoi Kavosi the Rav, Hilchos Kavosi the Levi. So Rashi says the two things are related. So if we paskin like Rava, that Rechalav Milsa in the Sugi of Bastia, so we paskin like Levi, that Rechalav Milsa in the sugi here as well. That's how Rashi says. Yeah. Even though, yeah.
In case of astia, what exactly is the issue? There's no maisa achili here.
But when you're sniffing the wine, the treif wine, it's as if you're drinking. The way some explain, as to the way some Rishonim explained, you're drinking it. So just like if you hold the particles on milsahi, so when they come in your nostrils, it's like a like you're inhaling it.
So
even if
you say it's a
chatzi
shear, you're never
going to
get to a shear.
Okay, right, but still, is it still an isser or not?
Is there an isser or not for nesser?
What? Yeah, yain nesach is also b'hanah, sure.
So if you're smelling it,
yeah, but even that, even just like, it's, I think some Yisharim explains it's like a ma'aseh shtiyah. But Tosis on page 3 disagrees. Tosa says, that he doesn't think the two things are connected. He says that O kasha di pliga abai v'rav pluk to the rav levim came out later sui pluk tayu hosam. Right? How come the machlokus is not brought in the other sugya? Near the vade halach karav. So he says no, that sugya is one thing. By the sola halachas karav recha milsa, and then the other sugya of bastia is halach karav. And that's what Tosis holds. The Rambam has another shita on page 7. Practice Vav Halacha Lamed Gimel. Ain't solem bosa shchutin bosa nevela. O behema tmeya v'tana rechad. Afal pi shein nogim ze beze. Im tzlon azari ze mutter. So the Rambam sheet is that lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, then it was we paskin mikir din rechalav milse. But lachatchila, you should be choishish not to do it. That's how the Rambam passes. Don't do it lachatchila, but b'di'eved, recha is lav milsahi. The riff, we did this riff once before, in the sugya of Dov Sheish Lamatirin, and other places. The riff says, no, the case of Tzli, the case of Ein Solon is a case that's the Shaila of Reyach.
You're talking about an Atana.
That's what the case of Recha Milsa is. So the Rif Shita is that basically the concept of Reicha lav milsa, even according to Levi, Reicha lav milsa, is like a type of bittul. That there is particles that come, but they're bittul. So therefore, if you have, say, some bread that's roasted together in with meat, so Reicha lav milsa, it's bittul. But then, don't eat that bread with butter. Because it's, right, that's the Rif Shita. In other words, if you don't have to rely on bittul, don't rely on bittul. You can eat it with, if you can eat the bread with salami, so eat it with salami. Instead of eating it with butter. Because the concept of bittul is only if you have to rely on bittul. So why do you have to eat it with kutach? Eat it with fleishik. Right, that's the sheet of the Rif. We discussed the Rif sheet by Dov Sheish Lo Matirin. Right, if you can do it in a different way, then that's the Rif's chumrah. So how do we paskin? And furthermore, Tosa says on page 3 that the whole discussion of Reicha Milsa is Hani Mili B'Tarun Tanuim Shalhem Shiyuktan. It was B'Tarunuim G'dolim Shalonu Ein Lorchus Shlereicha V'Atchaloi Piatonu Sosu. He says if it's a our Tanuim are big, so if they're big and they're not enclosed, they have an opening to them. So if it's small tanur, there can be reicha. But if you have a big tanur, and it has an opening to it, so then then there's no reicha. So, in Shulchan Aruch, let's see how it's brought down here. So take a look on page 12, of Ches. Ein solom bosik sheira in bosin avela. Or shall behemoth mei betonu echad, afal pi shei nogim ze bezeh. It's law and hareza muta. Hafim haisa asura shmeina harbe mutes raza. So he says, like the Rambam, that l'chatchili you shouldn't do it, but with the evidence it's okay. If a Tanu Gadol Shemachzik Shnei Masar Asronim Lepi Pasuch Mutal Letlosim Bo Bavad Shelo Yugu Ze Bezeh. So if it's a big Tanur and it's open, so there's no question, no shayla. So that's Rav Abadi thought that Atanurim Bezman Hazeh have vents in it, so they wouldn't have a din of Reicha. Oh, so we'll see in a second. We'll get to that. So this is the Reicha angle. Now there's another, before we get to Zeya, there's another angle of Reicha. And that's the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Beis Yosef quotes on page 11. Is he asked the Tshuvas HaRashba here? So the Tshuvas HaRashba says, Kosov HaRashba on the left side. Al the goyim halolish and masim palpulin is a woman took kankani hayayin, let's say it's tam biyayin. Where it's the goyim put these palpolim and zagvolim in the yayin to give tam, different types of besomim. Are you allowed to smell? Are you allowed to smell the besomim? Osam besomim mal lariach behem. Vastia di som mutter biyeno shel goy. Chuv mstabe shel mutter lariach behem. Fivu chatchila. Fin shein anayin osam behem koach. Vein osam kein liten hayayin tam betavlin. El adaba liten atavlin tam biyayin. In other words, just because the tavlin is now in the yayin, but the reich is coming from the tavlin, which is not osur. Right, but for havdalah, you shouldn't use that for havdalah. Besomim, you know, wine, treif wine that has besomim in it, and you smell the besomim. That's not, but Mikra Adin, the besomim is kosher. Then in Zion he says, Kosov Ode, the besomim shall have a reserve, shall kill the Akem, shall orla, asul haniach behem da sum heim bahana. If you have besomim shall have a reserve, or let the besomim themselves are asr. Haynu plukta da bai verv per kol shal la bai nami kol shem reich behem liklod reich on asr da haynu chaniyus ha yeh chachas omar hashchaim zeh akal kol midi du lahavi la reicha reicha lav milsehi vadova sha omid la reich gon ver vahadas asr la hanos mi ha reich. So it's something that's omid la hariach. So then you can't smell it. So a hadas, a verid is a rose, it's a omer lariach, so you can't, if the thing is so isur hana, so you can't smell it. So that's what the book in Shulchan Aruch. On page 16, let's take a look. So in Halacha Hey, it says, "Mutar lishof v'piv reich yayin nesach derech nekev shebachavis leidahim hu tov." So he's paskening what reich alav. Milsa like Rava, that you could sniff to see if it's good. Also Latamo, of course. And then the Vav is Sakshal Palpalim is Agavish, Mesim Kankin, and that's a Mutalan Vierpem, of a Sodom Lavdol Osu that we saw in the Beis Yosef. And Zion is Besomishal of Orizor, Vikila Kerim, Orla, Osu Lar Vierpem, because those are Omid Lahariach. Yeah, yayin is all made to drink.
Why are we smelling the yayin?
In other words, if you put besomim in the yayin.
So why am I smelling the cloth? Aren't I doing like reyah, atu, shia?
In other words, the question is if you want to put some besomim in your wine, now you want to smell it, is that okay? In your treif wine?
The first case, about to you.
Basti is you want to see if the wine is good, if it's fresh, is it spoiled?
Yeah.
What?
Why do I care? I mean,
why do you want to care? You want, I mean, maybe some guy is going to drink it, and you
is
want.
Is there enough? I mean, to make it to sell it to one
who says you sell it? You just whatever. Catch for the meisa.
I mean, if it's not nice to do it for a mitzvah for the sami, it's probably not nice to do it just in general, just to help another.
Kacha. What can I tell you? Kasha and the mice. Okay, so that's Recha. Now let's get to Zeya. So Zeya is another idea. The concept of Zeya is that if you have, say, something steaming, say you have a pot of milk that's steaming, and then you have a salami hanging on top of it, right, the case the post can give. So the steam of the milk goes into the salami, and perhaps us is the salami. So where does this come from? So it's a Mishnah in Machshirin. There is a halacha that in order for something that's an ochel to be mekabel tuma, it had to have previously come in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkin. Yad Shachat Dam. Yayin, Vash, Shemen, Cholov, Tau, Dam, Mayim, whatever. Okay? In other words, once it's Tolish, so an apple is Bekabel Tumma, but it had previously been in contact with the one of the Zayin Mashkin. So what happens if it didn't get it got in contact with Zeya? In other words, you had an apple and it was in a bathhouse and Zeya. So Merchatz Temeya, so Zeyasa Temeya Utahora Bechiyutom. In other words, if the Mayim are Temeyim, so then the and then it gets on the peros, so it's going to get hechshel lekabel tumah, and then it's going to get tummy right away because the mayim is tummy. If the mayim is tahar, so then it's mechiyutan, meaning it has a din of hechshel lekabel tumah. And then, subsequently, if the damer tummy touches it, it'll be us. So the Rosh uses this Mishnah to say the following on page 18. Benisha Yechia. So he's writing a tshuva to his son. Shashalta al ilfas choleves simicholim loses lamata bekira tachas kedera shel baser. Here you have a case of a pot of meat on the fire, and then you have a milk pot on top of it. So near Elisha oser afil b'dieved im nasa heisi oser hakedera. Because if milk hakedera on top, and the meat is on the bottom, and you're making, say, a cholent, a flesh of cholent on the bottom, it's going to come up, and the tam basar is going to come into the thing. Because, and where do we know this? Ki is hazeya ha'ola mena ilfis hukamo cholof. Nistan perk beiz de machshir, in merchatz temeya zeyaso temeya, to aura b'chiyuta. So he says that's the same concept of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about the concept of Hechsher. He's saying it in the concepts of Blias. Because till now, the Blias we've been discussing, either Bichel or Tzli or Recha, and here we're having a concept of Zeya. So the Rosh is Mechadesh, that the Zeya also is a Blia. So that's what and this is quoted in the Trumas Hadeshin on page 19. Machlas shall call of tachas kedera shall basar. Right. Say all kamashir chaka. And then he says the same idea. Who the cause of a rush? Machva shall call of nira dashir shimena yad so let us but big day shall basa machva zazea. I feel like Isaiah Ola, I feel shaacha, I feel shaim, and it has to be yad so let us spell, the zea. It says, Chavin shem kena minuk pasher till tolim basal yavish mumalam and akira. He says they used to hang salamis on top of the kira, shem vashim lachalav, tadir. Aval pisha zea ola minatav shil shal chalav. Hol ve ena yad so ledes bebasar. Machmas chom oso zea ena oseris. He says, because since it wasn't, the zea is not yad so ledes, but it's not going to aser. So that's this din of zea. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Look on page 20. Tzadi Beis and Hilchas Basa B'chol of Ches. Machvas Shal Cholav Shal Nosnu B'kir Tachas Agdeir Shal Basar HaZeya Ola V'nivla B'kdeir Lo Sakta. And then the Rambam quotes the din of the Truma Sedesh. It has to be Yatsu Lettuce Bow, etc. I'm leaving that for. I left that out specifically because I'm going to get back to that. Okay, so that's. So, a couple of points here. The Mishkanos Yaakov. So this is brought down, this halach of the Rosh and the Truma Sedesh is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Halach of Psukah, that Zeya Asis. So the Mishkanos Yaakov wants to take issue. On page 25, he says, Tshuva, we have Sheva, Zeha Yotze, Elge, or Madino, Lenin, Bosso, Behold, Yay, Nesef, Shai, Surm, Shabator. They have a rush b'tshuva. They have a yain sorif. Hadassim stam yain. You have whiskey that's made from wine. Mashmer the ain isur b'zerak b'stam yain. The kaimel and dafim sorif offer also to the isur avodah zara. Hanami logora, aval bisura chila dafra mutum vur shulchanorak abesorof sherer sorof hishlobed yan sorof nami shari. Kem shazen nasa me oshan haola vi ikro mena oshan harehu kumo offer nisraf. So he says like this, that he thinks the Rivash says that the fumes of wine, the yain sarif, the whiskey that's made from wine, is usur because the yain nesach is usur b'hana. Because there is a halacha we've discussed. If you take something that's usur b'achil, right, and then you burn it. And now it's ashes. So now that's mutter. I mean, okay, maybe this is din achshavei, but it's mutter, right? But say something that's also b'hanah that you burn it. So the halacha is like chometz b'pesach, right? If you take something that's also b'hanah, the efer is aser because that's considered getting hana, even though we're tefer now. See, if it's an Isra Achila, and you burn, that's why the Gemara says in Psachim, Chorcho Kodem Zmano, if you burn the Chametz before the Zman, so then you made it into ashes before the Isra Hanah sets in, then it's going to be Mutter. But if you make it, Nifsal after the Zman Achila Hanah sets in, once it's also Hanah, then whatever state it's in, that's considered getting Hanah from the original. So he says that when you take a food item and you take it from a Be'en to a Zeya, that's like Afer. That's like transferring it, transforming it. So Mamela, he wants to say that maybe the whole concept of Zeya should only be said by an Issa Hanah. Because an Issa Hanah, now it changes form, it's like Afer, but it's still also by an Issa Hanah. But by an Issa Achila, that's like destroying it, and therefore it's not here anymore. So therefore, he thinks that that's what he thinks that the Rivash is saying, based on this Rivash that's assering it because of the Issa Hanah, and therefore he's saying it's only a din of Issa Hanah. Now obviously, he's going against the Rishon. He's going against the Rishon. But okay, Zol Zayin Azoy.
So
No. You tell me why not.
It was before
the Tarot. Ah, he got it. Yeah, so Zor Hanah, once it became Basar, here he's saying the milk is no longer milk. Once it gets, you have a pot of milk, and the salami's up there, so what? Once the fumes are out, that's not milk anymore.
Also, the Mishkan Tzion wants to say that if he destroyed it, as he answered the case of Merchas Tmei, it would still be
also. That's a separate thing.
But if it's as if he halachically destroyed it, then wouldn't it not be Metami?
Maybe the Tuma has a different Gedarm. With Machalas Asuras, it's not Machalas Asuras anymore. Okay, so we usually don't follow this sheet of the Mishkanos Yaakov. That's one Nakuda. Then there's another Nakuda. Regarding, is the concept of Zeya said only by liquids or even by solids? And that's a discussion. In other words, the Mishkanos Yaakov wants to say it's only said by Sur Hanah. Okay, so that we're not usually going to accept. But now let's assume it's said by Isur Achila as well. So now, what's the story? So the Prim Gadim here on page 24 Vedad the had to be Yordaya, the Chuvas Harash, the Zeyas Hamashkim Kimashkin. I am the Rambam Perk Shvi Mitumas Ochlin, the Zeyas Hamashkim Mashkin. Was Es Ochlin Kimo, Kale of Amhusa, Ein Zeyas on Kimosu. Says that maybe Zeyas Mashkin is Mashkin, but maybe not. Zeyas Ochlin. Now, let me get this clear. What he's saying is, he's not saying that Ochlin won't produce Zeya. If it doesn't produce Zeya, it doesn't produce Zeya. He says, even if it does produce Zeya, steam, Afopikain, that's not considered, maybe like sort of like the Mishkanos, that's like Nishtan, that doesn't count. Only the Zeya of a mashkin. So he says in King Ish Lodun Tuva, he may omed machvas chalev b'seri. See, he's helping you out here. He's telling you chalev, read it with chalev, with a tseri, not cholev. L'matacham. Ulamala alea somuch kasher. V'azeh ola, afil yatzol lezbo zeh. V'kdeir ol yachav yesh lahati b'efshar, zeh sochlen, afil nuskavi in kamo. Zeh sochlen is not. So he wants to say it based on the Rambam. Here's the Rambam. On page, what he says, Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, what? Halacha. Dalet. Nechil dvash zazifin hanitzok shulahem chibur. Afila ma'arim nitzon nitzon. Kichol ochmer ein nitzok shulam chibur. Kishen lem rir. Kein shar kol mashkin ein hanitzok shulam chibur ken ira nitzon l'cham. He says, my mashkin, nitzok means with the pouring, with that's considered a chibur. So he says, by mashkin, if it's p'cham the bottom, so that's going to be a chibur. But by ochlin, ein nitzok shalom chibur. If you pour something, you pour... And the way he's understanding it is, therefore, any mash zeh that will come out doesn't count. That's what he's understanding. So that's his... this thing that perhaps Zeya is only said by Mashkin and not by so Rav Moshe in the Tshuva quotes this. On page 27, you see, obviously the big question that's going to come up is about ovens. What is the story with ovens? So he writes in the bottom paragraph on the left side on page 27, bottom. So he says, he quotes the Prima Gadim in the third line there in the last paragraph. That maybe Zeis Ochlin doesn't ask it, but he says Mashma Efsher. He says Mosh Mishtapik Ludina. Efsher, aval biyovish mamish mashu lom sabchal mati b'vor. You can offer bishlo rak d'var miyveshim. Yesh latir d'lede b'zeh achar zeh afi ziu. So Moshe says that if it's something that was. Why is he mistopic? So he wants to make a chiluk between something that's mamas very dry versus not very dry, but basically within the solid category. But he says that he thinks that if you mamas you see ma'ase bevada hiziu yesh lahachmir. But you don't have to be choshish. So that's his word. In other words, he's not in a paskin that it's mutter. He's not in a paskin that it's mutter. Zeya of Ochlin. It's not paskin it's mutter. He's not paskin it's mutter. But he says that if you don't know, then you don't have to assume that it was Maziah. By a Dover Yavish. But if you see the Zaya, then you see the Zaya, even by a Dover Yavish. So he's not going to take it that way.
So if someone covers things in the oven all the time, there's no problem with Zaya there. If I put a dairy and a meat thing in the oven at the same time, they're both covered.
Well, let's go slowly. That's what you said. Oh. So okay, so now let's talk about the ovens. So the issue of ovens is predominantly an issue of Zeya and Recha. So Recha, we said, it has to be there at the same time, and maybe Recha doesn't apply if it's not Sosum, if it's big enough and it's not Sosum, etc. But what's the story of Zeya? So the story of Zeya is we're afraid that if you have, say you cook dinner, you cook meat and for lunch, say you cook milk for lunch, and you have meat for supper 4 hours later, and you want to use the same oven. So do we have to be choshesh that the zeya of the milk went into the thing, into the top of the oven, and now when you have dinner time, you make something else, and now the zeya of the fleishik is going to come and hit the top, and then bring down Mashiv Aruch Berit Gashem and bring down the milk and make your dinner possible cholov. That is the question. Do we have to be choshish for that? And So there are a couple of possibilities. So one possibility is to say, yeah, you have to be choshish, and therefore you shouldn't use the oven for basar and cholov, either within 24 hours or at all, or you have to kasher it in between, or you have to cover it, etc. And Rav Moshe was very machmir when it came to ovens. He was the machmir in the ovens on page 27. Says on the second, the left side, the paragraph Lachain. In Haya Zeya, Ein Lahatil Vashel Tavshil Basav Tavshil Cholov Magulin Av Bezer Chazel is Mamruba. He says you shouldn't have uncovered Basar and Cholov Bezer Chazel. He says the question is whether you have to be choshesh to Zeya. Well, you have to say. Then he says, "Lachen yesh lahachmir lemaisa shelo levashel b'taner pikdeis megulos." V'diavad came and shusafik in lasso in mayachad and made meis leis. Katchili shouldn't do it. But then the Ramor says even when you cover things up, we're you shouldn't do that necessarily in Katkhila because you might forget. Okay, so that's one approach. So there is a tshuva here on page 31 by Rabbi Tzion Vosner. He's the son of the late Rav Shmuel Halevi Vosner, who's nifter was arrested with Pesach. You have to remind me if in the Avela Shir someone wrote a whole piece to put it in the Kovetz called Torah, where we do Hilchos Avelas, all the interesting Avela Shilas that came up in with his Ptira. So someone wrote a whole So Rabbi Tzion Vozner also has relevance to this neighborhood, because he was the one who is involved in the Eruv, the Bennett Avenue Eruv, the yellow Eruv and Bennett Avenue. So he's the man, Rabbi Tzion Vozner. That is an interesting man. So he says, no, he says that you don't have to worry. And he says that the Minhag Yisrael always was to be makel on ovens, meaning that and the main point that he says is the rush that Rabbi Tuchman quoted before. Dehainu. The rush, back in the Retruvus HaRush, what page is that, Michael? The Retruvus HaRush says, four lines, the left side, top paragraph, left side, last word on the line, it's Sarah. Omnot Sarah laid in Kdero Sachas Makabel Zeah. The Shemachom Harasicha Shabbat Me'akavto Milakabel HaZeah. Whereas maybe the whole concept of Zeah, the Zeah has to be Yatzo Lettuce, right? But if the thing that's receiving the Zeah is so hot that it'll burn up the Zeah, and Mela, it's not going to cause any bleed. In other words, when we're talking about Zeah, perhaps it means that it's Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, but if the Zeah, but if the thing on top itself, the recipient, is hot, and the time that it even gets anywhere in its vicinity, it's going to just burn up, then there's no Nesinus Tam through Zeah. Rav Abadi once told me the simple way of telling it is to see after the whole thing was done, is there any moisture on the roof, on the ceiling of the oven. If not, then that's a riot to this yisod that there was no.
Quotes the Metzias, I think, five times.
What?
The Vazar quotes the Metzias.
Yeah.
The Metzias nam on the air, I think.
Yeah, so he's very into that. That there's no Zeah Bechlal in the. And according to that, so if you would have what? An oven, you could use it, and you can use it for Fleishik and Milchik.
At the same time?
So Ramabadi. So certainly Zachar Zeah. Because the oven didn't become milchik or fleishik as a result. Because if you had the milchiks for lunch, there was no zeah because again the top of the oven is so hot that it can't serve as a recipient for zeah because it burns it up.
Even with a liquid.
It's not gonna, in other words, if you cook soup there, you know it's not gonna. It's not going to have moisture on the top either.
The tanner is acting like a kira, like when the tipas chal falls in a kira, it just goes away.
Nisraf. Or either way. And memela, you could have everything magula in the oven. Now, technically, you might be able to even have the two things in it at the same time. Milk and camphalation. But then Rabbi Badi told me he never likes people to do that because he's afraid that, or as people make a mistake and put one that's, see, there's a right point that could be if they're side by side, then the Zeah goes up and gets burned and nothing happens. But one if one's on top of the other, in other words, so then there could be Zeah, because if you put a milk thing of milk and then you put your fleishik right on top of it, so then it's going to hit right into the thing before it gets to the... You see, normally the issue is if I have it for lunch and now the milchik is gone. So did the zeya go in and now when I'm having dinner, is it going to... But if you have it there at the same time, so technically, as Rabbi pointed out, if you put it zeh b'tzad zeh, it'll just go up and maybe it'll be okay, perhaps. But if it's one on top of the other, so then the milchik on the bottom, say, will go up and just offset the fleishik right away. So therefore, Rabbi told me once, he tells people never to do it, you know, b'vasachas, because he's just afraid that people will mess up in how they do it. So as a policy, he just says, just use it for milchik fleishik. If the yevit something happened, then we can be done, as Rabbi put out, how it was positioned in the... But that's what Rabbi holds, what Rav Rosna says, that the tanurim shalonu...
How do you measure shishim in that situation?
It's hard to measure these things. Yeah.
Isn't it if you do zeh go by zeh, is it the same situation as that it gets so hot and once it hits it, it just meets rock?
Right.
So
zeh has zeh. But we're doing it.
Zeh all zeh.
No, because it's not going to get. It might not get so hot on by the food.
I mean, the pot. I mean, we're not worried about the oven that's going to hit the oven. It's going to.
No, then we're worried about that it went directly into the pot or into the food.
But isn't it so hot that once it gets up there anyway, it's going to...
We're not concerned about the oven. We're concerned about one food answering the other food. If it's zach hazeh, then we're concerned that it affect the oven, and therefore when I put the next piece of food in, will it...
Hot is also hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but will it be to that degree?
Yeah,
that the oven itself gets.
The oven
degrees,
the oven
right now,
the same degree as the oven.
The kli gets to 250, it's hot. It's going to be an Isra.
I don't know, just do an experiment.
I don't know.
The only chashash of there is that it's going to hit the top of the oven, so therefore, is that because there's not going to be any.
So if you hold there's a problem, like Rav Moshe held, so then it means it's going to hit the top of the oven for lunch, and then when you're having it for dinner, whatever hit the top of the oven for lunch will come down at dinner time and ask for your food.
I thought the Shulchan Aruch only said Ola. It didn't say that there's only Ola, not.
Oh no! So we'll see about that. There's a din. We'll see that if you use a there's a din of Shulchan Aruch that if you we'll get to it. If you use a fleishik lid on a milchik thing, then it's gonna aser. Right here. Yeah. Take a look in the supplement. Supplement on page 8, 6. It says the Ramah, third line, Moko Kiso Yoseach Migdera. You see? In other words, if you used a lid, a cover, a fleisha cover, and a milchik, or vice versa, so then the zeh is going to go up to the cover and come down. Mm-hmm.
That's the concept of it going down.
Well, now, and on page 35, he writes it out. We'll get to it. And see, that's where he spells it out in the third column on page 35. Tam adav shaloshach zeh betoner who poshut kuran ramzu maimonis l'shono afil noga b'chli b'chshachozer va'ofa tachtav hayeroi v'hatir dekeven shu ma'at v'gam koach ha'or miyavesh. Chlomi ki midercha teve kol chalal ha'mitzchameim k'koach eishu toldosov k'kola sheyig barach ha'muso k'ach yosov yisbayish l'chusov k'asher eidim anu ha'kol yoshvei tevel v'shochnei arz hadorim b'horim ha'gvoim שאף בעיצומו של השרה והקיץ אבי יובש ויזיעו שם כבשפיו הטעם שכל השגיג בו בהר כן הם מזכר ולכרני השם השמש ויוצא מחום ויבשס מונע בצורף הלוחס. But if you tie up near the sun, it's gonna מייבש the לוחס. Okay, so that's one thing. Then the other side is the vents. Yeah.
The Rosh also says that the fire, if the heating is on top.
Yeah.
Then he's asking also that it's
used. Right.
In the ovens that we have.
So I guess they're assuming.
Right.
But even if the heating is on, wherever it is,
royal, I think it actually is.
Right, but they're assuming that even if the heating is not, it's still gonna.
But if you say that broil is nisaf, then if I broil one, so that be sorry if all the bands that are in the wall. And he also said, in Ramosha's mouth, if the heating is on top, then it'll be nisaf. Right?
Yeah.
Before he even gets to the tanur.
Right.
So would that do enough to zap, like, so to speak, zap all the Zayah Bliyas that are also already in the top from last Bishul?
You mean it'll kasher it, you say?
Right.
Okay, that we have to get the Hefsher Kalim to see how that works. Okay, then the other tzad kula is the vents. That Rav Shecht always used to say that he felt that the Zaya that the Chazal was speaking about is the thick steam. And when there's a vent, there's no thick steam. It's like when you have a pot, like Rav Shecht pointed out, and you take the soup and you take off the pot, the lid, you see thick steam coming out. But if it's not thick, then Rav Shechter quotes the thick steam is called Hevel, and Rav Shechter thought that was what the they were asking. Now the body's also makel when it comes to the ovens to have everything Magula, but he just says as a policy tell people not to do it the Vasachas. Then there's another thing of the Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuv Tav Vadas. And Rav Gifter here in the Yeshurin, if you want to look on page 4 in the supplement, he also said that he used to tell people, Horel Hakil Bavishal Bosu B'chol B'tan Arecha B'zer Chazer Afiyu Meguli. Take a look on page 4, etc. Rav Shlomo Kluger said what Yair was saying before, that he has a klal ein zeya lezeya, that like you said, that all the Rishonim you only see it going up. So who says that it comes down? So he says. So he writes. It only goes up. But who says that the Zayah is polite, the other Zayah to come down? You know, you only find it, all the cases in the Rishonim and the Mishnah. And the, yeah, look in the page 1. He says the second arrow. Va'rosh, va'ramah, lo chashu rak So Rav Avadi Yosef asked the kasha on him from that Ramah, from the Lib, on page 5. He quotes the Rav Shlomo Kluger, and then he says, "Man ma'od t'mihani ala gonzal shadocha chashar zeb shtei dai ma yane biyom sheyidubar bo din kisu ekdeir shal boser sheim bo ala zeya bovad." So you see from there, that's the U.S. What's the source of coming down? So that's. I remember I was once with Rav Abadi. We were once talking about this, and he says, "Well, obviously, Rav Shlomo Kluger knew that Ramah also." So I forget what he says. Maybe something that the kisu is different. It's maybe there's a chashash negiya that's going to touch some. Something that it's so, or maybe something like Rav Shecht said, it's so thick, it's like Nagiya or something like that, but so maybe that's a different Hechitimsa than the case of the oven. So, Bekitsa, there's many people in the old days, many people were makel on the ovens. Different kufas, people get different. Someone just told me, my wife just told me, she knows somebody. Daughter came home from seminary and won't eat in the oven anymore because they use it for different mahalchim. Of dealing with ovens. So look, there are shittas to chumrah like Rav Moshe had, but there are also coolers as well. Rabbi shittas is that you could be makel mechatchila for ovens, based on what we said before.
What about the rack?
Now the microwave, one second. So that's what Vosna points out, might not get as hot. So there, it could be that svar won't apply, that it gets burnt up. So there some people double wrap, but he's a fleishik or the milchik. He says, Ulam kolzeh on page 36, second column. Ein ol b'stam tanurim shabbayt. Al tonim misadas mufolim chen tanurim toaster mustafidu lahakyal. Al kopan b'chatkil, garbe lichlov be'yye. Toshikim b'tanurim microwave oven. B'pshit v'shosho lachem b'gilim b'yosho v'vina. Ein ol So there he doesn't, he's not so so willing to be maker.
Double wrapping, why isn't he double?
So the Rav Reuven Feinstein said because he might prepare, so you'll have the other wrapping. Rav Nachum Sauer thought maybe the pshat is al tzeh be'en, that if there's be'en there, so then it'll go into the outer one, but then it won't go from one to the other because it's both mechaticha and chaticha below rotave. Okay.
So someone would say you could just wrap it once and put it in a
oven
tray?
Yeah, so the question is if there's band there or not band, so extra precaution can't hurt. Like a Reuven Feinstein said, it could tear, whatever.
Hard wrap, like
that. Okay, it could be, in every case might be different.
What about like big plastic like things that are meant to
plastic?
Like meant to cover the. They have like
nothing.
Well,
a lot of
that
was
holes on top.
Yeah.
Some has holes on top.
So if it has holes on top,
then it could get through the holes.
Is the microwave more machmir or less?
So the different sheet is, Vosna's approach is to be more machmir because you don't have the svara of that it gets burnt up because it doesn't get to that.
You could see moisture on the walls of the microwave after you use it.
Right, so that's his point, Vosna's point. Naraya, that you see them like Vosna, that's here in a sentence, that's exactly what Vosna's saying. That since you see the, like Rav Abadi said, you can see the liquid, so that's a rye that didn't get so hot. Okay, Rabosai. We'll talk more. There's more to say. Okay, so so we've officially finished Taruvus. Of course, there's still always more to say, more to do, and more to learn. Okay, so now we're going to have a Chazar period. So, yeah, so what do we say? We should have the Bechina on the fourth.
We give an option.
Well, what do you want?
Either to take it or not to take it.
I need to talk to my Chavrusa.
Is the fourth enough time?